Storms high 89.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time now for Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
You're going to move. Start packing. Put this stuff away.
Listen as Anita and her guests give us all the inside information on how to make your property sell fast and at the best price.
First is landscaping. Clean up your yard. Get some color in that front yard, and it will have your home stand out on your block.
Buy at the best price. Get the best mortgage and all things real estate.
You get one chance. The house has to be stellar, and then when they come in person, it's got to smell good.
And now, here's Anita Hiles.
Good afternoon and welcome to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. Easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And I am glad to be here with David Youngblood, one of our realtors at Realty Executive Oceanside.
Youngblood.
And he is awesome, of course. And he's also a photographer, so anybody out there who needs one to take photos of their home, he is the man to call. And suit up, show up, follow up. Future Home Loans puts your future first. They provide out-of-the-world service so you can get your dream home. And we have the man in the house, Ryan Proffitt from Future Home Loans. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
We are so glad that you're here with us, and we're going to have lots of questions for you because today we're going to be talking about, what is exactly an FHA loan and what exactly is a conventional loan and a VA loan? What's a FICO score? And what type of loans do you guys do? And do you guys do have any foreign national programs?
We do.
I know. I find that to be a little bit interesting. So we've got all kinds of questions coming up. But first, I'd like to see how David's week has gone in real estate.
It's been an interesting week in that I noticed that we looked at the stats today. We got for residential active listings, 6,889 currently as of today. But as of by the end of this week, it'll be 6,891 because I've got two new listings coming on board. So things
that's good news.
Yes, good news. So things are going to be going well. Everything is moving. There are some challenges out there just because of the type of product that might be on the market. But like anything else, they will eventually sell. It could be price driven. The market is still incredibly hot, even in spite of today's dire financial news. There's still plenty of money in the market. There's still people looking to do things.
Absolutely.
Companies are hiring. The economy is still just roaring. It's doing well.
Well, this is Jacksonville, Florida. I mean, it's one of the top places to move to because of our economy here. So
it's a great economy, but as my dad used to say, hey, we're full. But as a real estate agent, no, we've got plenty. Come on in. The market is doing well here in Jacksonville. I can't stress enough. There's plenty on the market. There's between new construction, previously enjoyed, there's plenty to look at, and we are the team to help you find those new homes.
That's true. And, you know, what's interesting is South Florida, very different from North Florida. It's like a whole different, I hate to compare it to like, you know, North California, South California.
It's a different state.
Yes. It's spelled differently too.
But, you know, economy, you know, economics wise, it is different. Homes are a lot more money down there, of course. But they have a major slowdown down there, and so people are moving up here.
They're out of room.
Yeah, people are moving up here because of the opportunities here, and we have better pricing, and we have jobs. And realtors are moving up here. I just spoke to a guy on the phone that's moving up here, and so I was sending him all kinds of properties to help him out find his home that he's going to find by Friday. So he's coming, and he's doing a two-day shopping spree here in Jacksonville, and because it's just too slow down there. And here's a guy who does, you know, about 40 to 60 plus deals a year. And so he's got a pretty set business down there, and he's packing it up to come up here because this is where it's happening. And that's always good news.
It is good news, but again, comparing Miami to Jacksonville, or you're correct, they're different animals.
Well, I'm not saying Miami. I'm just saying South Florida. Yeah, he's not in Miami.
They're just out of room, and there's nowhere for new builders to go in. They've gone out as far as they can against the Everglades. They can't go any further. It's all got to move north up into Central Florida.
It's just the pricing is so different down there. You got Naples.
We still have a lot more room here to build.
We got lots of land.
The funny thing, I was at Jack's Beach Saturday, happened to bump into this guy that was parked next to me, and commented on his car. He had a brand new car, and he said, "I just moved here." I said, "Where'd you move from?" He didn't have much of an accent, but he said he had been in Europe. And he said, "I did research, and I found that Jacksonville was the most affordable big city along the East Coast that you can move to."
Well, there you have it.
Boom.
Yes. Bang, bang. And look at Jacksonville Beach, Ryan. That's where you have set your roots. And every time I go down there, now, mind you, I go down there all the time. And the growth down there, the building is crazy. It's like from 1 week to the next, if I go down third, it's like, okay, that wasn't there a couple of days ago. So it's so interesting to see even the beaches in general. I say Jack's Beach, but, you know, the beaches in general with all the growth and all everything growing down there and all the building.
Yeah. I mean, you can look at it just from the real estate perspective, but also just from all the new hotels that are coming in.
Yes.
There's just been two major announcements this week with hotels that are popping up in Jack's Beach. That just shows you that people are coming here. You know, they want to be close to the water. They say, you know, 90% of the people live within 100 miles of the water. So if you're coming out to the beach, you're going to be looking for something out there. And especially Jack's Beach has got good price points.
And that's where everybody wants to live, of course. And I know Betty Layton, she's been wanting to, she's just over the ditch on this side. Well, now she is moving over the ditch. So she's going to have the beach home that she's always dreamed of having because with the interest rate low and good deals in the mortgage industry, she's able to go ahead and purchase another home. And so she is totally excited. I'm also totally excited because I like to say that I'm her friend and she's going to have me over often after she puts in her swimming pool. So
yeah, that's not going to happen.
Definitely got to look for the pool, especially with this heat we have out here. But with you mentioned the rates are, you know, at a 3-year low, which is giving people more pricing power to buy that home that they didn't possibly think they could afford because of that mortgage with the rates where they are today. That's given them, they say, on average, $46,000 more in buying power than it was this time last year.
Yeah,
that's a great statistic. The $46,000 extra buying power. I really hadn't put it in that context, but wow, that's fantastic. That you can look at where you were at $250,000. Now we're really looking at something a little below $300,000. That's a big difference in a house.
It's a huge difference.
Yeah,
that is awesome. And you guys also do jumbo loans too, right?
Oh, we love jumbo loans.
Yeah, so we're going to talk more about that in a little bit. But what else you got, David? Any good little stats you got there?
Well, good. I pulled off just for today's stats. Again, just from the residential side, active, what we have in the market is 6,889. That's actively showing in Duval County or through our Jacksonville, Florida MLS. Again, that should be 6,891 by the end of the week. The two I'm going to throw in there. But pending, these are deals that are ready to close, 3,535. That means things are moving. That's a lot of activity just on one day. That means you got a 45-day window when these 3,535 possible deals are going to close, and that number is going to change every day. So that means things are still roaring here in Jacksonville. The condo market, which we typically don't really move that much of, but 840, pending 291. That's a great stat.
That is. You know, we took that off of, you know, the multiple listing today. So that is fresh off the press, if you will.
Yeah.
And there was some breaking news that came out today from FHA, how they're going to expand their condo approval, too. So that gives people opportunity to buy more than...
There were only 7 here in Jacksonville. That was it. They were on the list.
I know. It's like, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, we are glad. Stay tuned, because we have quite a show for you today on Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. And you're listening to WBOB.
You sure are.
Yes, we are.
That's right. And what's your contact number, Anita, if you're can't get us on the air?
Well,
here,
first, we want them to call here, 904-831-0600.
And your
904 831-0600. I'll give mine later.
Okay, well, there you go. She's the boss.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, loan consultant from Loan Depot. As our nation's largest non-bank retail mortgage company, we continue to share our excitement and appreciation to serve our local community right here in Jacksonville. By combining our innovative, industry-leading digital solutions along with the best-in-class processing, this drives us to a better consumer experience. So whether you need 100% financing through VA or USDA loans, conventional loan products, first-time homebuyer and down payment assistance, or renovation financing, myself and my local team have all of your lending needs covered. Call me today at 703-6162. Once again, 703-6162.
NMLS number 213362.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now, 268-8211, or visit us online at gohomepro.com.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years' experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not go right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 3503 Kernan Boulevard South, on the corner of Beach and Kernan. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I am easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And we have Ryan Proffitt in the house from Future Home Loans. Thank you for being here today. We've got David Youngblood from Realty Executive Oceanside.
Youngblood.
And we have a caller. We have Sharon on the line who's got a question for Ryan about condos. Hi, Sharon. Thank you for calling Rapid Fire Real Estate.
Hello there. My question is there anything being done legally to change the policy at condos to lower the percentage of rentals that are allowed? In other words, my husband and I are seniors and we're considering a reverse mortgage, but there are hardly any condos that qualify because there are such a high percentage of rentals in them. And plus, I don't think people who own in condos like to have that many renters because renters don't care that much. So is there any law that might be in the works or that says you can only have like 25% rental or something?
I think to get a loan, what is the percentage on condominiums that?
Well, this would be a reverse mortgage, but it's the point that we don't want to move to a condo that has a lot of rentals anyway. We find that renters are not as careful about obeying the laws, the rules, the homeowners association. They're they just don't care as much. It's quite annoying, frankly.
Yeah, sometimes that can be annoying, Sharon. And there are some complexes that actually don't have runners in them. They're hard to find. Mm-hmm. But there is a percentage as far as to get loans. And so some of the complexes do stay below that. I believe it's 70% unless it's mm-hmm. changed. So you can only have renters up to 70%. But we do have some update with getting loans. What is the update, Ryan, on that?
Well, if you're looking to buy a primary home condo, then then it doesn't take into consideration the rental concentration. But if you're looking to buy like a vacation condo or you're looking to buy an investment condo, then they do factor in how many of the units are currently being rented out as investment properties, like you mentioned. And they do have different qualifications on what qualify. And also it even goes a little bit further on how many units are in the complex itself. So if you have something like a 1-4 unit condo or under 25 units, then those have different ratios on how many of them can be rented out as well.
Yes, and I know there's certain condominium complexes out here that do have an office on site, and they do, in order to rent a condo, you have to take a copy of the lease to that office, and they monitor how many rentals there are, and they do eventually cut it off. So it just depends on the complex. That's what's great about getting together with a realtor when you're ready to look, because they'll do that homework for you to make sure that they're showing you meaningful properties and not wasting your mm-hmm. time, and showing you those complexes that will fall into your needs.
But Sharon, to answer the question you're asking for a reverse mortgage, if you'll contact Mr. Profit at Future Home Loans, I think he can delve more deeply into the requirements for a reverse mortgage and whether it makes sense for you or whether it's something you're just exploring and what are the criteria involving it. We as a real estate agents and as mortgage originators, we don't have any controls over the condo association and the rules. I know nothing legislatively coming down the pike, both Florida and federal, that's going to change those, because those decisions are made from the companies themselves. But Mr. Profit of Future Home Loans, it can probably help shed a whole lot of information that behind the scenes that you may not be available to.
We've already qualified and taken the course for reverse mortgage, so we know all about it. But
oh, good.
For example, at a retirement place, supposedly like Sweetwater, is that just for people 55 and older to buy, or can they rent as well?
You cannot. I don't think there's much of a rental market in there. I was just there the other day, but that is a 55 and older. That is held by the homeowner association. It's written in their bylaws. In order to live there, you have to be 55 and above.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
But
you could
be renting.
I don't know if they allow renters in there. That's something that we would have to.
I can check that. Okay.
Yeah, that's something we can ask for you. Okay. Thank you much, Sharon.
I appreciate it.
We appreciate you. Thank you. Yeah, that was a good question. I mean, I wish there were some legality behind it, but unfortunately there isn't. It's all based on, each HOA, and some are good and they're all probably good, but some are a little more hands-on about it. I know Wolf Creek Condominiums is on target with monitoring how many rentals are in there, and if you rent property in there, you have to keep $1,000 to the HOA in case there's damage from your renters. And so they have a cut above, if you will. And of course, it's a great complex. I'm just a fan because I used to live there about 5 years.
Yeah, they're all individually. That's why you mm-hmm. want to find out which condo you're narrowing down. The first thing, like you mentioned, is you want to get with a seasoned real estate agent to make sure that they're guiding you down the right path. And if you do find that condo that you're looking at, you do want to speak with the loan officer just to make sure what type of loan you're looking to do, what type of condo you're looking at. Some of the condos we have, like Sweetwater, I just had a young lady closing there last month, and they're very strict on their bylaws and their CC&Rs on what you can do. You know, it states in there that this will be your primary residence. You will not rent this property out. All that stuff is all written up. And in some of those other condo complexes, they were condo conversions where they flipped over where they were apartments. Mm-hmm. And a lot of those got bought up by investors because they were selling them for $50,000, $60,000.
Correct.
So some of those condo complexes, you have 100 of the 220 units are all owned by investors, and those are high rental concentrations. So if you're buying a primary home to live there, you can always buy a primary home. There's no really investor concentration there. But if you're looking to buy something as an investment, then that's when it gets a little tricky.
Correct. And I don't know where she's looking, but she should look into Wolf Creek condominiums. It's just a few miles down the road. It's at Beach and Hodges, and you're at the beach, you're at all the restaurants, or you're at the town center, and even the people that rent in there are stellar. They keep that place immaculate. And
the Sweetwater condos at 9831 Delville Parkway, those are luxury condominiums. I just was in one the other day.
Perfect. And we have a call from Terry. Terry, thank you for calling Rapid Fire Real Estate.
Hey, thank you. I was just calling to see, I know interest rates are really low right now. They've been going up and now they're back down low. I'm just calling to see what the insight is on how long they may be staying low.
Yeah, you got that crystal ball in front of you?
Actually, that's a great question. I like to take the conversation and look at it on each kind of individually. So if you're looking to buy a home, then that really depends on what your time frame is and when you're looking to buy. And is it going to be now? What's your sense of urgency? Is it next 3 to 6 months? Are you looking 9 months out? Are you looking a year out? If you are, everything is indicating that the rates are going to kind of stay in the same range and they're going to be low. If you're looking, you already own your home and you're looking about possibly doing a refinance, then you got to sit down and see what makes the most sense. What your current rate is today, what your current payment is, what your break-even is going to be, how long it's going to take you to recoup that, how long you plan on being in the home. So we really ask a lot of questions kind of to see, what you're looking to do, and then that can kind of tell us what we think is going to happen with the rates.
But Terry, it is a great time to buy. It's a great time to sell. And we know that interest is going to stay somewhat low here. Of course, we can't give out numbers, but or anything, and it depends on everybody individually as well, their FICO score and how much debt and things of that nature, which we're going to actually discuss a little bit more. So stay tuned. That was a great question, and thank you for calling Rapid Fire Real Estate, Terry.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's another good question because, there's so much involved in trying to figure out what is someone's FICO and and what their buying power is. And, for our audience out there, what exactly is a FICO score?
Your FICO score is your credit score. Basically, we pull a tribe merge, which comes back with all three of your credit scores, and we go off of what the middle score is. Typically, to get the premier pricing, you're looking for something above 760 if it's going to be a conventional loan. If you're looking for any type of FHA, VA loan, those are going to have a little bit more favorable scores that you can have a little bit lower. But each person has a different credit profile. They have different depth of credit. They have different trade lines, how many open trade lines they have. They have different amount of length of time they've been paying on their credit, because not every individual is the same on how long that they've had credit. So their scores are all different when it comes to looking
right. And then if you're married and or buying with somebody, it's whosoever's the lowest score ends up being the primary, right?
That's correct. Yeah, the lowest score, and then it's the middle of the lowest score. So if you are joining with your...
So if husband is 800 and wife is 650, mm-hmm. then it's 650.
Correct. And then you look at options and say, do we need to structure it this way? Do we need both people on the loan to go
correct.
Down that
Maybe
route?
We could just have him on the loan.
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah, and see what makes sense. Now, you can still be on the actual... title of the property. We're not taking you off of all the ownership.
No,
but just
Florida.
Don't have you on for being qualified for the mortgage.
Yes, because in Florida, the second you're married, you both own everything.
That's it.
And the abode as well. So, there's so many options. We're going to talk about a few more when we come back. It's a great day, let me tell you, for real estate and buying and selling. And you can always reach me at 904-290-1552. That's 290-1552. And give the studio a call, 904-831-0600.
And you do have a call, actually, when we come back. Andrew's got an interesting question about first-time homebuyers.
Excellent.
Fantastic.
That'd be good. You're listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate right here on Talk Radio. AM 600, FM 101.1. This WBOB will be right back.
Talk radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Multiple sources are reporting that several policemen have been shot in a Philadelphia, Pennsylvania neighborhood this afternoon. The situation has not been resolved in what is being described as an active and ongoing shooting situation. The Dow Jones Industrial Average sank 800 points after the bond market flashed a warning sign about a possible recession for the first time since 2007. Investors have been plowing money into long-term bonds for months, sending yields sharply lower as they anticipate slower economic growth. The yield on the 10-year Treasury briefly dropped below the 2-year yield Wednesday, an ominous signal that has predicted many past recessions. Macy's plunged after issuing a dismal earnings report. The Dow was down by 800 points. The Nasdaq plunged 242. More details at srnnews.com.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Expect some delays in St. Johns County because of a crash on I-95 at the southbound ramp from State Road 206. Also, there's an accident I-95 southbound beyond Phillips Highway and another crash on I-95 heading north beyond Emerson Street. Mostly cloudy with a chance of storms tonight, low 78. Thursday, more clouds, more storms, high 89.
Make someone's day with a little help from Kuhn Flowers. Fresh flowers have a way of adding that extra bit of beauty to your home. They're also a great way to brighten someone's day. And what better way is there to show someone just how much you care than with a fresh bouquet of flowers? One thing's for sure, when you order flowers from Kuhn Flowers, they're the brightest, most colorful, professionally arranged, long-lasting floral arrangements available. Call Kuhn Flowers today, 398-8601. That's 398-8601. Or you can shop online anytime at kuhnflowers.com. Kuhn Flowers, making memories since 1946.
I'm Lou Dobbs. All major indexes down on Wall Street. A big sell-off. American Airlines seeking damages from union mechanics. Trump administration officials may relax trucking rules. Those stories next.
This is your Stock Market Bulletin. I'm Bobby Richards. The CEO of an obscure $3 tech stock founded by the blue-collar son of a police officer has captured the attention of Donald Trump. Trump met with the CEO at the White House. And since then, Donald Trump appears to have become the company's number one fan. He showed up at a groundbreaking ceremony. He called the CEO one of the most successful business people across the globe, and he said what they are doing is the eighth wonder of the world. We decided to investigate for ourselves and reached out to the premier stock analyst in the United States, Oxford Club Chief Investment Strategist Alex Green. Alex told us the company is landing massive deals, including $450 million with Nokia, $395 million with Microsoft, $828 million with Cisco, and $29.2 billion with Apple. The company is set to create 50,000 jobs in America this year, and Alex has now declared this $3 stock his number one play for 2019. Go to onestockretirement.com for more details, including how much Alex expects the stock to rise this year.
Wall Street in shambles today. Stock market investors fled equities to safe haven assets after signs of a faltering global economy. The Dow Jones Industrials fell 801 points. The Nasdaq down 242. The S&P lost 86. And American Airlines is demanding its mechanics union pay damages for their work slowdown that led to cancellation of hundreds of American airline flights. American citing enormous financial losses it suffered as a result of the union's illegal work slowdown. The Trump administration set to revive rules on how long over-the-road truckers can stay behind the wheel. The owner-operators union says current rules on breaks and time off are hurting American commerce. Please join me for Lou Dobbs tonight, 7 o'clock and 10 Eastern on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
Yes, take the money and run. Yes. That's it. We got Mr. Profit in the house. That is with two F's and two T's. That's how he spells it. He suits up, shows up, and he does follow up. He is awesome at Future Home Loans. And we're glad to have him in the house. And we have David Youngblood.
Youngblood.
He is a realtor extraordinaire.
I never sleep.
I eat.
Do breathe. Any of us sleep?
No.
My God.
My son asked me every one day, do you ever take days off? I go, no, I'll take a day off when they close the lid.
I'll tell you a funny story after we talk to Andrew. Andrew, welcome to Rapid Fire Real Estate. How can we help you?
Yes, hi. I have a question because somebody told me that for first-time homeowners, the government offers a grant that they give you. I guess it goes towards the closing of the purchase, but I just want to verify if you happen to know how much the grant is, if in fact it's true what I heard.
Grant.
There are different programs through the FHA that can provide assistance with closing costs and sometimes through USDA-type loans, where they've got money that's been set aside to be provided for closing costs and for down payment assistance. They release those monies every now and then, and when they release those monies, they go fast.
Yes, I know one has run out already of money, but that doesn't mean that it's, you know, we don't get an email and says it's back in. I don't know if the one that is still offering, I don't know if it was 7,000 or 15.
Yeah, they still have the Florida Bond down payment program. For first-time home buyers, that's $7,500.
Now, I know not every lender does that. Does Future Home Loans do the bond program?
We do not do the Florida bond program. That's mainly through a lot of your banks that you have in town. And a lot of your local banks, they actually they raise their own in-house money, and they're offering their own down payment assistance programs
sure.
as well. So what we like to do is we like to be the advisor. So we talk to first-time home buyers. We look at their situation. We see what makes the most sense for them, and then we're able to guide them in what direction we're going to go to. So
again, are those grants or those are loans?
Well, there's two different kinds. So there's
correct.
It all depends on your situation. Depends on where you're looking to buy the home. Your zip code determines a lot. Your income that you make, if you're under the median income for the area, that determines what you qualify for. Being a first-time home buyer also qualifies. A number of people that are going to be living in the home also qualifies. So there's a majority of grants that are out there. That's why you want to kind of sit down and speak with somebody, and then we can kind of direct you on which one you're going to. Some of them you have to be in the home for at least 5 years, and it
correct.
Stays on the property until you sell it, and then you pay that $7,500 off back. Sometimes they'll give you a 1099 at the end of the year, and they're giving you the money for free, so then you got to pay taxes on it as well. So there's different ones that offer different solutions.
Well, thank you very much, guys.
Yes, and Andrew, we can always set you up. We do have Jim Schmidt in my office at Realty Executives, and he does do the bond program, and we can always chat with him. So you can always reach me at 290-1552, and we'll be more than happy to assist you with that and hook you up with the right people.
All right, great. Sounds like a plan. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Andrew. Yeah, another good question, the bond program. Those come and go, and but they do. We're so lucky here that they do come back, and people can utilize that. But there are a lot of factors, like you said, that they look into, and part of it is how much you make a year, how much your household makes that year, and so on and so forth. So there's a lot of conditions. But when you qualify for it, it is pretty awesome.
Yeah, they had about $20 million early, the state of Florida got. And, you know, you estimate $20 million, and they were giving out $15,000, and it was, you know, it lasted about 2.5 months, and it was out of money. So it goes pretty quick when those things hit. It's good for the realtors. It gets the market stimulated. It's good for the loan officers. It's good for the first-time home buyers that have you know, you have to have a minimum 640 credit score. So you have to qualify with the debt ratios as well to be able to afford that house. So it does work a lot for the right situation.
Well, tell us about FHA, because I know – that is a lot of our first-time home buyers out there that will normally use that loan. So tell us a little more about FHA.
Yeah, FHA, it's a program that's been around for a very long time. You can go as low as 580 on your credit score. So if your credit's not, it's a little less than perfect, you're still able to get into that program. It requires a minimum down of 3.5%. is what they're looking for. That can all be gift funds. So if you have, you know, a rich uncle, like David over here, he can give you the money.
Yeah, that
yes,
does,
from the young blood
that
family.
That doesn't apply. No.
Yes,
from so the young blood family.
Any of the young bloods or even the new bloods.
Yes.
Maybe the new bloods might
that
have.
That old money, young blood
yes.
money.
From yes. From football to politics.
Yes. I'd love to have some.
Yes, so they're able to provide that up to you. Another good factor is if you're working with a real estate agent who's seasoned, then you can all ask for seller concessions to help you with the FHA loan as well to help pay for a portion of that down payment and also the closing costs. There is on the FHA loan, you do have to pay the upfront MIP, which is 1.75% of.
And we're gonna talk a little more about that in just a second. We got Annie on the line. Annie?
Annie, hi. Are you there?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Welcome.
I was wondering, I started to look for a house last year and kind of then let it go. And I know when I started to look, I don't qualify for that bond program that you were talking about. But okay. What I don't understand is whether it's better for me to get a loan that's a FHA loan or conventional loan. So can you help me, you know, understand what it is that's better? You know, are the interest rates all that different or the fee costs or whatever?
So you're basically asking what is the difference between FHA and conventional and which one would be best?
But yeah, like why would you pick one over the other?
Right. Sure, that's a great question. So it really depends on your profile or what you're trying to accomplish. So if you have the 3% down is the minimum you can put down for a conventional loan and you have mm-hmm. a credit score that's over 680, then that's going to be your best option because that's going to give you the lowest payment for the loan. You're not going to have that upfront mortgage insurance premium that the FHA requires. It's 1.75% of the home that you're purchasing that they're going to roll in.
Okay.
And so it's going to give you the ability to get into a conventional loan, get a great interest rate, especially with your good credit score, and it's going to give you an overall lower mortgage insurance premium rate to go with your principal and interest payment on the home. Now, if you're less than 680 and you're down in the 580, 600 range on the credit, then FHA is going to be probably your number one option, or it's going to give you the same factors as the conventional loan, but it's going to have an upfront insurance payment that you pay. And then you're going to have that mortgage insurance that's going to go into there. And that mortgage insurance factor is a lot higher on the FHA on the monthly amount. So your monthly payment is going to be adjusted because of that.
Okay.
Perfect. And we're going to talk a little more about that, Annie. So just keep listening in. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Thank you.
So getting back to the mortgage insurance with FHA, because I know that would be one thing that would impact Annie's decision too, depending upon where she is financially, is, you know, do I do FHA? Do I do conventional? I would say, you know, always putting money down is always best. And you usually, do you get a better interest when you put money down and you have a good FICO?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, FICO is a credit score.
Absolutely. I mean, if you go back to the traditional mortgage, to avoid mortgage insurance, you want to look to put at least 20% down, and then you're not playing in the mortgage insurance field. If a lot of people being first time home buyers or, you know, haven't had the ability to sell their current home yet and they want to buy another home, they're very limited on the amount of money that they want to put down. So that gives you the option to go with a little lower down payment, which is why we have these programs. So typically, if you can put at least 5% down and go conventional, that's going to give you the best overall deal out there. Because that's going to give you the lowest mortgage insurance payment. Our programs that we have here at Future Home Loans, as soon as you make one mortgage payment, that mortgage insurance will drop off if you get it down to under that 80% loan to value. So if you have your house ready to sell, you can put 5% down and get into a new home. Then once that home sells, you can pay it down and we get rid of that mortgage insurance. For FHA, it used to be stuck, the mortgage insurance was stuck for the life of the loan, and they recently changed that now, where they can have that drop off, but you're still going to be in that waiting period, depending on how much you put down for that FHA. It could be as long as some of them were 13 years, some of them were 7 years. So it really depends. So conventional is always the way to go. That's why it's called conventional. That's what I try to tell people.
it's a smart way to go. And again, with FHA, that used to be a 7-year cycle. And if you refinanced in your same home, that 7-year cycle started all over again. And that's where it was killing people because the holy mac, they're paying an extra $150 a month just on mortgage insurance premiums alone.
Yeah, those mortgage insurance premiums, they add up. A lot of the loans we're looking at now, with rates being as low, is trying to get people refinanced out of that conventional loan. They've been in their home for a year, 2 years, or 3 years, so they do have built-up equity.
Sure.
But their insurance is not going to drop off, so we need to refinance them, get them out of that FHA, and get them into a conventional.
Absolutely.
And guess whose birthday week it is? It is mine.
Nice.
I'll be 32 again.
Congratulations.
On Saturday.
But you guess look stunning.
I know, I look stellar. Yes. Thank you, thank you. And guess whose birthday it is today? Tim Tebow. So happy birthday to Tim Tebow. And I know he's doing a fundraiser for his foundation. You can go to his Facebook page and donate, or you can go to Anita Gonzalez Hiles or Rapid Fire Real Estate and also donate to the Tim Tebow Foundation. And we'll be right
awesome.
Back
All
on
right.
WBOB.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now, 268-8211, or visit us online at gohomepro.com.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, loan consultant from Loan Depot. As our nation's largest non-bank retail mortgage company, we continue to share our excitement and appreciation to serve our local community right here in Jacksonville. By combining our innovative, industry-leading digital solutions along with the best-in-class processing, this drives us to a better consumer experience. So whether you need 100% financing through VA or USDA loans, conventional loan products, first-time homebuyer and down payment assistance, or renovation financing, myself and my local team have all of your lending needs covered. Call me today at 703-6162. Once again, 703-6162.
NMLS number 213362.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not go right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 3503 Kernan Boulevard South, on the corner of Beach and Kernan. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
Happy birthday to me.
Yes.
Yes. And we're back on Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles and David Youngblood and Ryan Proffitt, two F's and two T's. And I'll tell you how you can get a hold of Ryan in case you have more questions. It's best to email him at R, as in Ryan, R, Proffitt, two F's and two T's at future.loans. And his phone number, I know we give phone numbers out. Let's see, it's 907-7926. That's 887-7926. Awesome, awesome. I was going to tell a funny story when we were kind of talking about real estate and getting into the business. You're saying you got no sleep and whatnot.
Still.
Yes, yeah. My girlfriend from California, this is my birthday, she's called me yesterday and we were chatting. And I told her, I said, why don't you just get your real estate license? Now, I met Andrea in a real estate office. She was the front desk. She worked there forever. And she goes, it's too much work. I've seen what you guys do. I do not want any part of it. I thought that was hilarious. It was like, great.
But, yeah, and it's not just real estate work. It's helping homeowners prepare their homes to get ready. As this morning, I was helping somebody load up a garage and then met the carpet installers at 9. They showed up at 11:30.
I know. And you've been sometimes painting and planting.
Yes, I go.
Sometimes
cleaning.
Yeah.
Painting, planting, whatever they need, because I'm in competition with every real estate agent out there. Yep. And I want to make sure that my home's
looking. Since it's my birthday week, I'm just too old for that.
Hey, did you happen to mention that it's your birthday week? Because I had no idea.
Yes, I know you have no idea. But it's also Tim Tebow. So if you want to donate to the Tim Tebow Foundation, you can go to his Facebook page, Tim Tebow, of course. That's his Facebook page. You can also go to Rapid Fire Real Estate and scroll down, and you will find where you can donate to the Tim Tebow Foundation. I'm glad to share a birthday week with him.
I think you should donate to the Anita Hiles Memorial Shrine and Temple.
That's next week.
Yeah, you've got good company there, and he's got good company because it's your birthday week.
That's right.
That's right. Ryan, tell us something else. Give us the last spiel of why people should be calling you here.
Tell us about your brokerage. What kind of products do you offer for everybody?
Yeah, that's a great question, David. We're a mortgage broker. We're here. We're in town. We're locally. When you call us, you're not going to get somebody on the phone who's sitting in Minnesota or...
You guys are local. Yes, absolutely.
We're definitely local. We offer white glove service. We can meet you face-to-face. I have people who want to sit down and still do it old school style and talk to that person. They want to shake their hand. They want to get that trust factor. We can meet you anywhere in the 904 to talk to you about a loan. We work for you. We put your future first. We really mean that. See, being a mortgage broker, we're not boxed into one particular set of products. We don't have bank guidelines that we have to follow. We have multiple banks that we can go to. You know, we have 15 to 20 different lenders, and those lenders have 15 to 20 different products that we offer. If you're somebody who has a jumbo loan and a loan that's over $1 million, or you're looking at somebody that's got a loan over $2 million, we got products for you that we're able to handle that. We can do a 40-year mortgage if you're looking at that. We can do interest-only loans that we used to do back in the day when David was doing them all.
Yes.
And
those are bad loans.
We definitely do
a lot.
Yeah. We do a lot of products to try to make sure we put you in the best situation. We go to one specific lender. If they're offering something and that's not in their appetite, then we just go to a different lender and we're able to find that. So we will have multiple solutions for you that will fit your needs, and we'll make sure we work for those.
And I tell you, the only reason why you're sitting here today is because you do have a stellar reputation, and which I appreciate. And I know other realtors that use you, and they're extremely happy. And so thanks for taking your time out and joining us today.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Hopefully I'll be invited back.
Of course.
Next time. If not, I'll just stand outside until I see you come in.
Stare in the window and get the creepy look. Yeah, that's always good. That's what I do.
Yes, and a lot of people don't know why we call it Rapid Fire Real Estate. For those of you that are pretty new and tuning in, it's because in my past, I am actually a retired law enforcement officer from Southern California, where I grew up, and always wanted to be a cop. And my sister and I became a cop. It's just crazy, but we did. We did in the family. And so,
watch out, they're armed and dangerous.
Yes.
That is it.
We're packing heat on radio.
That's right. And so that's why we call it Rapid Fire Real Estate. And I'm proud of the radio show and obviously proud of my past career. And as we know, there's down in California, one of our CHP officers got killed in line of duty yesterday. So and a couple of them were injured. So please keep them in your prayers. I know I would appreciate that.
And unfortunately, several police officers have been injured, at least injured. But in Philadelphia, there's some kind of shooting incident actually going on.
In progress as we speak. Yes. I'm glad I am retired. Seriously. But That's why we call it Rapid Fire Real Estate. So for you out there just tuning in, and we're here each and every week on Wednesdays from 5 to 6. And what I'm excited about is on September 18th, right here at the Salem Center, right after the show, it's going to be a meet and greet. It's Rapid Fire Real Estate presents buyers tips and tools for buyers and sellers. So tips and tools for buyers and sellers. We're going to have more information for you next week. So save the date. It's going to be right after the show, and you're going to be meeting people that are normally on here on a regular basis. We'll have some lenders here and whatnot, and we're going to give some tips and tools for buying and selling real estate.
Wow.
And a few gift card giveaways as well.
So what date is that?
That is Wednesday, September 18th.
And that's tips and tools?
Tips and tools.
To save you cash?
For buying and selling real estate. Absolutely. And it's such a great time. And I'll tell you what, we need listings. As David read earlier, what were those numbers? You got them in front of you.
We have residential at, as of today, 6,889.
Yeah, and that's usually like in the 7,000s, like 7,800.
I'm going to knock it up by two this week, but, you know, I can only do so much.
Well, it's getting hotter out here.
Yes.
We'll have a little bit of time to do.
Hot. Time for our hot properties today, and I have an amazing house for $869,000. If you like water, if you like boating, if you like swimming in your own personal swimming pool, this home is probably going to be for you. It's 4408 Seabreeze Drive in Jacksonville, 32250. This is at the Island of Palms, and it's located in the area right off of San Pablo between the JTB and Beach Boulevard. It is a dynamic home. It is a four-bedroom, three-bathroom, 2,850 square feet. It is honestly... it's a great home. I would love to show it and give you a personal tour to this home on Seabreeze. It's got everything. It's a home that will definitely entertain your guests, and they will just be in awe. And Tamaya, of course, any new construction you need, we can assist you. And I have the beautiful listing at 3145 Brett Unger. That's 3145 Brett Unger, Jacksonville, Florida, 32246. That is in Tamaya at Beach in Kernan. That is happens to be where my office is also located. We've got a beautiful newer subdivision of Tamaya. This home is almost brand new. It is a three-bedroom, two-bathroom, 2,271 square feet, built in 2014. It is simply amazing. I would love to show it to you. You need to call me at 904-290-1552. That's 290-1552. And David, what do you got? I know you've got...
yes, mine don't compare to your fantastic things. I've got an immediate great property for an investor or for a renter. It's on the northwest side off of US 1, just south of 295. It's at 1029. You can put a renter in it right now. It's a three-bedroom, two-bath. The kitchen's brand new. The bathroom vanities are brand new. Everything's ready to go. Big backyard, gated. It's in an established neighborhood. It's been there for a long time. Great rental, ready to go. The two I have coming up, one in Riverside on Boone Park Avenue. That's going to be ready this week. And the other one off of Greenland Road is a fan of. It's in a fantastic little neighborhood. Just had it repainted, new carpet. It's got a great big backyard. They're not going to last long. But again, that's why we're lacking the inventory these days. And
yeah, so these ones, they will be gone.
Yes.
Will be gone. Well, I appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you for listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. And please go to my Facebook page and like it. It's Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles, of course. And feel free to donate to the Tim Tebow Foundation, which is an awesome foundation. And save the date. Please save that date.
Tips and tools.
Tips and tools for buyers and sellers right here at the Salem Center, September 18th with Anita Hiles. And thank you, AJ.
Just thought I'd throw some cash your way.
That's thank awesome.
You. Thank you so much. I love it.
Diving
love AJ.
For pennies.
I know. We do have fun here doing the show. And save the date, September 18th here at WBOB.
All right. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Have a good rest of your week. That's right.
Birthdays.